So this is actually our third annual field day. We've had it the past 2 years. It was on last year was on autonomous tractors, and that was a very big hit. We got a lot of good feedback on that. And then this year we did it on drones because they're starting to become a big part in agriculture. I know there's quite a few companies out there that are using drones to spray and analyze and detect weeds and insects and all that that are in the middle of a field where it's kind of hard to get by truck or even a sprayer. You know, you lose some yield from that. But if you go through the air, you really lose none, and you can get better readings on what is going on in your field.
And it's interesting. I was speaking today to a pioneer agronomist that was ready to look at some fields, and she's had a drones license, I think she told me, for 5 years. And she said specifically for that reason, it's easy to see edge of field, but it's not easy to see middle of field. And you talk about analyzing, especially when we're talking about a year like this year, trying to determine what the impact of the crop is with the conditions we've been dealing with. I mean, is that really, another reason why something like this is so important with what we've been dealing with in the summer of 2023?
Oh, totally. I mean, with the drought that we've been having, I mean, it's a given to have less yield on the out edges of the field. So if you can get in the middle of the field where that good soil is, there's less compaction typically in the middle of the field. That's where the heart of the crop is. You want that to be as healthy and as the best chance you can have to let it grow.